This is the Skank Skanks Podcast.
We're not funny.
I used to be hot.
With your hosts,
Hanwich.
Lewis is one hell of a guy. He's the guy you let in your vagina or your butt or mouth. Lewis gets all three.
And man hands.
I feel like he's some supernatural being that came from another planet that just understands humor better.
The Skank Skanks Podcast. Totally obsessed with Lewis.
Lewis J. Gomez.
We're gonna fuck Lewis J. Gomez. You will see our boobs.
Skanks.
Fancy in your pants.
There's so many things going on in my panties right now, and antsies is definitely one. What's up, motherfucker? Welcome back to the real, to the Skank Skanks podcast.
Real?
What? I don't know.
Look, guys, we're really nervous. We have two very giant guests joining us. One of them literally has the word big in their name.
Big Papa. Who's any other big man?
Big Sean.
Big Sean. Oh, that's a rapper.
I know.
I guess I didn't say comedian. I just heard commotion. I don't know what it was about.
I don't know.
I don't either. Anyways, I forgot we were doing that. Hello, welcome everybody. We're having some guests. I hope everybody's excited for our 100th episode. Yeah.
I'm Man Hands. She's Man
Rich. Sorry.
You don't like saying your name, so. Anyway, hope you enjoy.
If not, fuck your whore ass moms.
Hell yeah.
Do not take me dancing.
I think mine missed it.
Anyway, ladies, that was the time that I won a dance contest. It was nothing.
We remember that.
Remember it. There's the trophy right there.
What, the dance off?
Yeah.
Jay, we have to do another dance off TikTok challenge. We talked about this a while
ago.
Dance
off though.
Dance off.
Dance off, pants off. Absolutely.
It should be a dance off TikTok challenge where we do the most popular TikTok dances.
Okay.
But with no pants.
Absolutely.
I'm gonna go with pants, but it'll be a nice loose pant.
So they come off while you're dancing.
Boom. Well, I'll tell you what, if I can get some breakaways
out of them.
If I get some breakaways, I would not do that.
Ooh.
You know that one video of like the kid who's breakdancing in a school? It's pretty funny. Like, it's just like a meme at this point. Have you ever seen this? He's breakdancing like over and over again. He's like doing the windmill thing where like his legs are spinning.
Yeah.
And then in the middle of it, he pulls his own pants down and his dick starts wagging around while he's dancing. It's the fucking best.
I've never seen that ever.
Hold on. I'm going to literally pull it up on my phone and show it to the camera for you guys because it will be just, it's just, it makes me happy.
Can you just reenact it?
Oh my God.
One of the most difficult things like to pull out is like that I can't do. That I'm impressed by is like someone going for like an in public fucking ridiculous, you know what I mean? Where it's at first everyone's like, oh, it's gonna be a fun video of a guy doing a look, he's bringing the whole neighborhood together, and then it's like it was just to show his asshole or something.
that's the way you should do it.
Saw this guy.
Oh man, all I'm getting is a reflection of the show.
I was like, I see me.
I see a ring light in Hannah's glasses. In a ring light in Hannah's glasses.
Sorry.
It was four dimensions.
Look, guy. Look.
Okay.
He just pulls his pants out in the middle of it and everyone loses
their
mind. Look, he's regularly breakdancing. Then he goes, suck this dick.
Oh, man. Good for him.
Aw. Somebody learn how to do that right now.
Hey, welcome to the Skank Skanks podcast.
Well, thank you. Yes, please.
Our sponsor
it.
Today, brought to you by Sheath Underwear and Sheath, everyone, for keep your dick and balls separate.
There you go.
Lewis is getting sauced up in a hotel room.
I'm taking dabs. I'm in Vegas, dude. Everything's legal. Whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Or goes out on the Skank Skanks pod.
Or, you know what? I realize when you're live streaming, that is not necessarily abiding by that rule.
When you're live streaming, it can cause a whole thing.
We don't do it live. I can cut it out.
Wait, wait. He doesn't guys, watch it in, anyway. In your time doing, of your time doing this show, have you guys edited something out?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Really, yeah, just like names.
Names, yeah.
If we
yeah.
if we were talking shit about, and only about a fan. If we were talking shit about another fan, then yeah. we took the name out.
Oh, I really love, I should find out what fans you guys hate. There's some fan rifts. There's fan rifts once in a while.
The fan rifts?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah,
sometimes.
I remember the girl.
name two fans. Oh, fuck. Name two fans that you guys hate.
That we hate?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's specifically one guy on fucking Reddit that's a real bastard.
What's his name? Is it Real Ass Rapist?
No.
That guy's chill.
That guy's super cool, dude.
No, that's he's my, fine. That's my he's old. Real ass. You know?
Nah, that guy's
really cool. He really likes Shannon a lot.
Yeah, Real Ass Rapist has quite the obsession with Shannon. But I think it's sarcastic. He's like, look at this beautiful angel Shannon. And then it's a close-up of her teeth.
I get it. There's been a lot of teeth posts about me, too. I get it.
It is funny. We forgot that Shannon's a hot chick because she's so just like in the group for so long.
Right.
You forget how like hot she is.
She's beautiful.
I don't forget it at all. I remind her every day I see her.
Yeah, we know. Is that you? Are you Real Ass Rapist?
I am a Real Ass Rapist.
Yeah, we know.
I'm not the Real Ass Rapist.
We've met you. We know. It's fine.
Oh, Christ.
Fuck up. First of all, you guys met me. You guys did finally meet us. Well, for Hannah, I've met maybe 3 or 4 times at this point. Me and Hannah are old fucking friends.
Yeah, me too.
But this is the first time I met New Teeth Hannah. Yeah. Hannah was just an old hag back in the day. Now Hannah's all hot. You're like, fuck yeah, Hannah.
Can I tell you something funny? I want to get my teeth fixed so bad. And Hannah got her teeth fixed. And what's funny, I wouldn't have said you needed your teeth fixed. And then when you got your teeth fixed, while they look great, I miss the character of your old teeth.
Ugh, no, thank you.
I got you. I believe
teeth had character.
I
know how many people have said that, and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
No, you're
oh,
right.
No,
if it makes you happier,
to me.
If you make you happier, it makes you happier. I get it. I hate my fucking teeth, so I would get fake teeth completely, and or veneers or whatever. And people are like, don't, man, your teeth are great. You're like, I hate them. So
who says your teeth are great?
Shut up,
Lewis.
I'm not being an asshole. I'm not saying you need veneers. I'm just saying nobody would say your teeth are great.
No, they're not great. But I'm saying, Christine, I'm saying people like Christine or my mom are like, oh, it's cute that your two front teeth cross over a little, but I hate that.
Hi. Hello. Hello, everyone.
I want you to stop doing that.
Hello. How is everyone today?
It's too late in the night for scary faces.
Yeah, that's called having pretty goddamn nice teeth for a poor kid.
Well, thanks.
One of my teeth looks darker because it's further behind the other one.
Well, thanks to the fans of Legion of Skanks, I have pretty teeth now.
Oh, yeah.
Is that what happened? They donated to you?
Yeah.
You should suck everyone's dick that donated.
My teeth are kind of too big.
Damn, I tried.
I did at Skankfest. I had a whole booth. It was a thing. But the fans bought them.
Yeah, we got her all hotted up, and then she fucking left her family. She got rid of her family and moved away.
Family now.
So starting editing. I'm getting really hot.
Oh, is that not known?
No.
Yeah, you haven't told people that your entire life's falling apart.
Yeah,
because you got new teeth.
You know,
you haven't told everyone that your baby's growing up in a broken home for your teeth.
Yeah,
your teeth are good now. Hey everyone, thanks for the teeth confidence and ruining everything in my life.
Are you guys? Do you have cameras in my house? Like that's my thing, is to put cameras in people's houses. But
no,
Hannah, I've had this conversation.
We have cameras in your teeth.
Oh. Well, I've had this exact conversation for like the last month. So.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, was your husband mad that you head? Were your husband's mad that you guys went to Skankfest?
Oh yeah.
Really?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Alex, yours was too?
No, mine wasn't.
Oh, he was fine.
Alex's marriage has been loveless for a good 8 years. So he liked the alone time.
But she stays there for loyalty.
To the family, to the kids.
That's
unlike
right.
Hannah.
Not like Hannah, who just walks away.
I feel really attacked right now. And
I can't even put this out. Are you crazy?
I know. All of this.
I hate you.
You gotta want to make a marriage work. You gotta want to make it work.
Oh my gosh, we're getting hot.
Hannah, your home is broken like your old teeth.
I know. That's all my fault.
Oh man.
Actually, no. It's honestly your guys' fault.
No way. Who do you blame more for your failed marriage, me or Big J? If you had to pick one.
Oh, you for sure.
What the fuck did I do?
You've given me way too much attention. Way too much.
He didn't like that. Your husband did not like all the attention you were getting from the Legion of Skin.
He didn't know how much I enjoyed it and ran with it.
She was fucking just reigning in it. She loved it.
If anything, it's really my fault.
Honestly. Oh, you guys are all to blame. Yeah. Just so you know.
I stole her from her husband and we're in love and we're going to go scissor or something.
Now it's time. Yeah. Listen, you're going to have to put this episode out.
And we cannot.
Your husband's going to be fine with it.
No, he's going to hear. Really not.
First of all, I like your husband. I met your husband, Chris.
I fucking hung with him.
Chris.
And we had a good time.
Now that's a problem.
No. Me and Chris had a good fucking time.
Okay? What is name? Chris, dude. You're talking about David.
Oh, I got it figured out. They just have you David? Mixed up with some other dumb blonde.
Makes sense.
No, that guy ruled. Dude, I remember thinking, I was like, damn, dude, you let your girl just come around all these fucking savages. What's wrong with you?
Yeah, all of us would do things behind your back with her.
In a heartbeat, bro. I felt bad. I felt bad every time I looked at his face. I was like, dude, I would fuck your wife in a heartbeat.
Yeah, dude, I will shake your hand and then walk away and eat her box in a bathroom.
I'm really glad we got about 12 minutes.
Listen, this is real shit, okay?
I know. We don't do that here.
Yeah, that's what podcasting's about, ladies.
Not here.
You got to give the goods.
Maybe this one will go on the Patreon.
It has to, I think.
You're fine. Yeah.
It's fine, yo. Hannah. It's time for things to stop being fun and start getting real.
Real world skank skank. Me.
I have, I personally completely destroyed a family because of things I said on podcasts. So take it from me. There's no turning back at this point.
Yeah, you're fine.
Oh, there's not.
Look how I turned out. I'm in a room with Natalie Cuomo right now.
Not doing too bad.
What a lucky bastard.
With a wake of heartbreak and sour feelings behind him.
Sure, I'm drinking some whiskey and taking dabs and yeah. I can't go 2 hours without crying.
Trying
but
to dull the pain of life, but come on. That's relatable. That's what life's about. Figuring out ways to not kill yourself.
Hell yeah. So who's taking the baby?
Oh, me. Hello?
Oh, sorry. So you're fine. So the baby's okay. As long as the baby's okay.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely.
Oh, man. He probably thinks for sure the first people you're going to fuck is us.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
He probably thinks you already did. You went to Skank Skanks. And you went to Skank Fest. And you got triple teamed by the Legion of Skanks, which we've never
done.
Dave's
never been a problem. Don't worry.
I.
You know what? I realized that the Legion of Skanks have all double teamed together. But we have not triple teamed.
Ooh. Wow. Well, do you guys want to destroy my family?
I've been trying.
You call your pussy your family?
That was destroyed years ago.
It would take all three of us to destroy it.
It's like, I don't feel anything.
We know.
Relax, Natalie. We see your elbow. You're there. We're there.
You were invited. Your elbow was not invited.
No one's pulling dicks out, dude.
Well, this is just for us.
Yeah. No, it's not. Hannah, relax. Can you just trust me? This is good podcasting right now. This has been very fun.
I put so much trust into you that it's a problem.
No, it's not. You're good.
That's fine. I said, this will only help me.
What trust did you put in Lewis?
Oh, I was none. Absolutely none.
You said it like we did something weird behind everyone's
back. I know.
Yeah. I got three abortions from you. And I was loyal and never said a word.
I want
Hannah,
to
relax.
Leave
nothing
now.
Happened. I swear nothing's happened between me and Hannah. I swear, Chris, if you're watching, and I know you are, Chris, relax, dude. She's a good chick. Yo. She loves you. She loves her son or daughter. It's a son. She loves her son.
Steven, you listen. You listen good. You do not have sex with your wife, dude.
Oh, my God.
At Skankfest, she was a complete fucking prude.
Oh, well, I was pretty sure. And
we
sure,
tried. Yeah. Oh, we tried.
Did you give it a whip? Did you give it a whip?
A whipperooski?
No, I thought that wasn't an appropriate place.
No. Skankfest? Where's the appropriate place to try to bang down. Someone gonna,
with the podcast, the Skanks. Sounds like the perfect place.
Yeah, I always thought I was going to, I always dream it would happen in Indianapolis.
Those were your dreams?
Under that weird park arch or whatever there's there, something that's there.
And the heat lightning.
Can I, the whole point of this podcast now is I really want you to put this one out. And I think we've been very funny so far. It's a unique episode. Funny. We're dropping some truth bombs. Hannah's family's in trouble. You guys aren't over. You're not over. That's okay. This right now can be a cry for help to Chris. This can be family therapy, and me and Big J can get you, Chris, and little Elijah back together.
That's right.
Okay.
You tell your
that sounds great.
You tell your husband Billy to listen and listen good. Billy? Matthew? Billy Matthews?
William F. Matthews.
William F. Matthews, you hear me and you hear me now. Not over.
You come back to this.
You gotta
woman.
Chill.
She's a good woman. She's cool, dude. So what? She likes a podcast. Let her like a podcast. Who gives a shit? She can like black dick. You know what's worse that would be?
I know Hannah as much as you can know someone you've met five times. And I'll say this, if you're listening, Chris, fight every day. She wants you back. She just wants you to show it.
No, please don't tell them that. No.
No.
Understand this. The more she says no, the more she means yes.
That's actually literally Luis J. Gomez rule number three.
And I'll say this. I'll say this and write this down. Mark my words. If she can't have you, no one can, dude. So if you can't have her, nobody can have her.
Fucking go to sleep, Chris, because the second you close those eyes, she's coming for you.
Yeah, she's going to open you up from fucking ear to ear, dude.
Oh, no.
So fight diligently to get her back.
Oh, yeah.
Tell her it's your place and you're not leaving.
Fucking shout out, Chris. Please don't leave me.
Chris, he's our man. If he can't do it, no one can. Chris and Hannah, you guys make a good couple.
Me and Chris?
Yeah.
Chris sounds hot.
He is hot.
I can't picture him in my head right now, but he was a good looking guy. They're a good looking couple.
Bald guy.
But like shaved head though.
But he was a fan of ours. This is why I feel bad. Yeah. This is why I feel bad because he was a fan of ours. And I feel like he probably doesn't like us now because his dumb whore wife talks about us all the time.
Do you want it?
We lost a dude fan, which is substantially more valuable than a female fan.
But you gained too. So it's fine.
Yeah, but Chris could go play it at his, I'm assuming, trucking job. Or, fuck it. What is he?
Whatever he is. As a miner?
No.
What the fuck happens in Indiana? Is he offloading coal into a steam engine?
So close.
So, yeah, dude, all of his other fucking steam engine guys, they're all listening to the podcast together. He can actually get other fans for us. You guys are literally two of, like, seven women in the world who like us.
No, we...
Jebediah got scurvy.
But doesn't that make us more valuable?
Yes.
No, because it's
bye.
We need more fans. We're trying to get.
But we bring ladies.
We can bring more women in.
They
like,
do.
Look, see, I went to Skankfest. I didn't get raped. Come on.
Dude. It was becoming a real sausage party.
But did you see? There wasn't that many ladies, but of the ladies that were there, there were some very hot ones there.
There was some hot bitches at Skankfest this year.
For
and
sure.
So,
name three. No, go ahead.
There was the redheaded girl, Natalie. No, the
there was
Nat on
Sarah Wineshank.
No, but there was Sarah. There was a girl named Sarah.
There's a few hot chicks there, but every hot chick had a dude that was latched onto her for dear life.
Thank you.
Like. Every fucking hot chick, except for you. But you guys, no, there was a dude latched onto you guys the whole time. There was some dude with an afro that just wouldn't stop following you guys around.
Well, this is for us.
What? I didn't say you fucked him, Hannah. Did you fuck him? Maybe put your pussy away. How about you not, while your family's falling apart, how about you stop fucking Afro Man?
You fucked a guy with an Afro?
Haven't we all?
You fucked a white Afro guy?
Don't we all? Every now and then?
Who was it, Lewis? I can't picture.
Look how uncomfortable Alex is.
Did you guys threesome him?
You have no idea what you're saying.
You guys threesome the guy with the Afro?
I'm hiding your fucking lies from your families. You need to fill us in before we start the show.
It's not my lies.
I'm sorry, my worst guess was your reality.
I have to leave.
And then you guys did crystal meth off of his dick.
I have to go kill myself.
Moving on, please.
In front of my family.
Wait, just lie and say no, you psychopath. You keep selling yourselves out.
I'm just throwing shit against the wall right now.
He goes, oh, because you let five strangers gangbang your asshole in one night? And you go, Lewis, if you don't mind. Like, say, what are you? That's crazy what you're saying.
Oh, my God. Baby angel, I didn't do anything. Either. I know Jay doesn't listen to this horse shit, but Lewis kind of does sometimes. Did you hear our story about the guy not at Skankfest, but like at a food place by Skankfest, the most recent one?
Some weirdo that tried to hurt you.
Yeah, this big black guy.
What?
He tried to rape and kidnap us. It was a whole thing.
You know, Kyla, Beezer and Kyla? Kyla had a guy try to get her into a fucking car. Like unrelated to Skankfest, like a mile away or something. That's fucking wild.
Yeah. So funny, Beezer describing her like getting in the car and 5 minutes later him pulling over. Like, yeah. Get the fuck out.
Yeah, you have fucking air conditioning in here? It's so hot. You put the Birds game on?
Shit. No, I mean, look, we're fucking around, obviously, and your marriage is going strong. So,
yeah, you guys are a tight unit, and that's what it's all about.
Oh, yeah.
It's about two hearts becoming one.
Is there anything we can do? Because I feel like he was a fan of ours and we could therapy.
Wait, is he not a fan anymore? Is he like over us?
There's no way he's a fan anymore.
Why?
Why did you guys break up? Can you say why or no? Is that too much?
Lewis, he was like a fan. Like,
he came to Skankfest 2 years in a row.
Yep, I met him though. He was like all in. Oh, I think when we hung out, he was like, we were doing the election thing and he was like, saying it, but he was like in. He like seemed like a big fan. Actually,
he was awesome. I miss him.
Ruined it. I ruined it. Okay.
What?
So now he hates the show.
Alex and I, we took it over. Apparently,
what is that? Was it really anything to do with this show? Your husband, you guys break it really?
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
What?
He's very jealous that we do this podcast.
No fucking way. That's not the reason why you guys broke up. Impossible.
Yeah, that doesn't make sense. What if you guys did it? What if you guys did it for like guys we fucked or so? Like, what's the that?
Yeah, it's a fucking podcast.
It's
work. It could grow into something bigger. It should. You should have left this concept a while ago and just done your own podcast. You guys are good together. Should have just been the fucking Manhands and fucking newly single Hannah show.
Fucking crushing Afro Puss in Houston. Because you got high. Because you got high. Because you got high. Now he hates.
I say you should put this out because two reasons. Number one, if you guys are already broken up, who gives a shit? Number two, the fact that you guys broke up because he's jealous of the attention that you give Alex on this podcast, that's so relevant to this podcast. That should be a story that the fans of this podcast know and understand. And Chris, if you're out there listening... You know you're fucking in love with this chick. So you got a fucking kid with this chick. It doesn't end like that. It's not, believe me, you don't get over things like that easily. Fucking stop being a fucking idiot. Okay. Don't be a fucking pussy. Okay. Try to make it work. That's all I'll say. Try to make it work. Always try to make it work. That's what I say until there's no possible way. And then go out and get as much pussy as possible, Chris, because that's another element that fucking rules.
That's what I want to tell Chris.
Right now, go crush some ass.
I've told Chris to do that.
Oh man, when the girl says that, she's pretty wrapped on it.
Wrapped on another man's dick.
Yeah, when she's like, no, I super want you to fuck other people. My cousin, whoever you want, I don't care.
Well, been there. I have so many sisters. It's
that ship has sailed.
Yeah.
It's over. Really, it's really over.
Because of Legion of Skanks is such a bad reason for a child to grow up in a broken home.
I feel like there's a lot of kids who are growing up in broken homes because of Legion of Skanks.
Yeah, mine. Like
literally actually. Mine. It was shit that, well, it really wasn't this podcast that was the show that brought the camels back with Beatrice. It was YKWD.
Really?
It was YKWD. Yeah, it was something that I said on YKWD was a straw that broke the camel's back. And I know Alex knows this because she's a fan of YKWD, but Hannah, do you know the story I'm talking about?
Not yet.
So, and I'm actually interested to know what your opinion on this would even be, if it would even bother you. So I told Bobby Kelly was talking about when's the first time you jerked off after you watch your kid be born.
Oh yeah, I know this.
And I and he was like, you know, he said his thing, and I was like, I jerked off in the hospital while Bishop was in labor. And this was technically true. Now, it wasn't while she was in labor. We got to the hospital. She was being
I know exactly what you mean. When they said they're in labor for like 30 some hours, it's not like on the table. That means you're just
I'm not gonna get one out right now. We got to the hospital.
Breathe,
I was like,
breathe. All right, keep doing that.
You're literally
I'll be back.
Right next to her. Just jerking off onto her.
My God, something's wrong. A foot's coming out first. Oh my God. Oh, I can't take this pressure. I'm gonna go pound.
You guys are pushing together.
No, we got to the hospital. She was being fucking induced. Yeah, she's being induced. And when we got there, I was like, let me go fucking rub one out real quick. Because I, you know,
it's an odd thought, but okay.
It's strange, but I don't really understand why. If she didn't need you at that moment in time, I don't know why she would be upset.
It wasn't, she found out about it after the fact. This is like a couple months later, she found out about it because I talked about it on the podcast. And this was like the thing that really, she couldn't get over it. This was something that was like
that's the straw, though. I mean, it was that was the,
no.
Was
I was I was a broke, cheating, smelly, fat asshole.
Same. This was a dead tooth gaze, wasn't it?
And she, by the way, and B was a vision.
She was beautiful.
She's beautiful
just a woman,
now.
But I'm just saying, like at the time when they were dating, like B was like everyone was like, wow, she's like such a classically beautiful girl.
Yeah. Yeah. I was just this
Lewin ripped like away her best years and ruined her body forever with a child.
When I first heard that story, I thought it was like she was pushing and you're like, yeah. I gotta go jerk off. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? When I found out she was just getting induced, I was like, oh, so?
It was just so not a big deal. Like,
you don't know how long you're gonna be there.
Yeah, and I wanted to give her my attention. I didn't want to be all fucking bunked up with cum in my balls.
Exactly.
You were being
staring at her pussy for hours.
I know, you know, like looking
same
at her.
Responsibility that makes you a good father.
Yes.
That same attention and responsibility.
I agree. Yeah, so maybe. I don't think she should have been mad. That's silly.
But that was the thing that really finally she was.
But
like,
it's I promise you, it's no more silly than you guys. One of the main reasons of breaking up is Legion of Skanks.
Yeah,
it's not us. No, is it Skanks or is it Legion of Skanks?
It's more Skanks.
Really?
That's crazy.
What made him upset about that?
So he doesn't like Alex.
I don't know. He's never said that.
He doesn't call her your little lesbian friend. That's what I would do. I was like, go talk to your little lesbian friend.
By the way, anytime Angry Christine, she's like, I'm texting with my friend. I'll be back home. I goes, yeah, you guys two dyking off on the phone. Like, pay attention. I'm talking to you.
Almost exclusively my lesbian lover or.
Is what he referred to her as?
Oh, yeah.
So he's like jealous of her and the relationship you have with her and the podcast.
How often do you do the podcast?
Now, well, before the last one, we didn't do it for like a month. And then before that, it was twice a week.
Well, you had to find a new home. You know, we can't do a podcast at a shelter. That's crazy.
Child therapy isn't cheap. You got to keep that in mind. You want to make sure it doesn't become a sociopath. You know what I mean?
You have to put this podcast out. This is a great podcast, by the way. This is very interesting and very funny. And I think we're being somewhat respectful. You're not like, his name isn't Chris, right?
No.
I don't know if I said
nobody
other
said
names.
His name.
Oh.
No one said it. Did Lewis freeze?
Oh, I froze. You guys all froze.
No. Zach?
Everyone froze.
No.
That's ass.
Oh, it says my internet connection is unstable.
Yeah, it's not us, it's you.
Like Hannah's relationship.
my relationship, my brain.
Your Wi-Fi and life is hanging on by a thread.
Oh yeah.
And I know this, you have to put this podcast out. This is a good podcast. I feel like we're being somewhat respectful to Chris. Right, we're not like fucking. We're not like we're trashing him.
Does it shake somebody's earth if it comes out like somebody finding out something that they don't know that's gonna like you're gonna get a bunch of phone calls?
He's gonna be pissed that you talked about it.
Yeah,
but he's already pissed and gone.
No,
but he's still here.
Yeah.
Oh, is he in the other room?
Yeah.
Get him on right now. Please get him on.
No.
Get him on. Please get him on.
We need Chris. I will leave.
Please.
Bring him on. He's going to beat you like that fucking running back from the Jets.
Chris.
Why are they just screaming Chris?
Oh, man, you should get him.
I'm so hot.
I bet we could fix your life.
I don't think so.
I bet you we could do skank therapy and fix your fucking life.
Come on, I got six minutes.
She doesn't want it fixed.
So you're just you're done.
Yeah, she's done.
Yeah.
He wants it. He wants it still.
Yes.
You horrible
been?
Bitch.
I know.
Yeah, she's over it.
Oh,
nothing's
hell.
Going on. Oh, so, but
well,
now,
you know what? Then he's going to hear this and, you know,
I know.
Himself.
I know.
Yeah, he's going to hear this and probably become at least a cutter.
Just go get some pussy, Chris.
Chris. Yeah, by the way, Chris, I mean, they're saying another thing. Wow, he's a good looking dude from what
he's
I remember.
Dude.
Yeah,
I
get some pussy, dude. Get some pussy, dude. Go crush some ass.
I'm here for it.
Chill with it.
What if I find it for you?
There you go, Indianapolis. Nice looking ladies down there.
I think you need to maybe take a break. Let Chris get a little bit of pussy. You go find Afro Man. Sow your wild oats.
I never told him to not to. I told him to go do it.
Did you tell him that five guys gang banged your asshole at Skankfest though?
Yeah,
guys.
He's only gonna edit.
Chill,
bro.
Oh my god.
Dude,
Jay, hang on another 15 minutes with us.
I can't.
You got 15 minutes, Jay.
Cancel your show.
No, in fact, Justin. Now I got to pick Justin up because his fucking eye or something probably. He's supposed to be here. Now I got to go get him.
You guys understand we have to do this again now, right?
No, this is a podcast that's going out. Do you think this isn't going out? This is so good. Can we sell this as an NFT?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what that means.
Me too, kind of. But don't worry. We'll call it.
It's one person would own it ever.
Ever. It's like they get artwork with it. It's Legion of Skanks. It's Skanks Hang Sign and Legion of Skanks. It's an NFT. One person gets it. They get the file. They get everything. Chris could bid.
You won't just put this out just how you normally put out shows?
This is a good show. I think you're crazy. I think you're actually crazy. I think this is an interesting, funny show.
Well, wait a second. Here's the question, I guess. He knows you guys are done, right? He knows you're done.
Yes.
He's just still there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but he knows you're done.
She's
okay,
trying
so
to fucking
not...
avoid the argument. But he's like, what the fuck? Why would you go to, like, talk about it on the podcast? I get that.
I thought we were pretty chill about it. I think I feel that sucks. Poor guy.
Look, yeah. Chris, I'm on your side.
Fucking wife got Hollywood teeth, start banging dudes with afros.
Crazy, dude.
Oh hell!
All fuck Chris.
I have been asking you for the last year.
Man, I'll tell you what, he would be the guy who fucked both skanks girls.
Oh,
that's
how cool would that be? That is like
the only
that,
one.
That's a fucking thing. That's like
yeah, that's close
achievement.
Right,
that's
there.
A fucking real deal achievement.
That's big points. That's points on the scoreboard right there.
I see you leave both your husbands. And then we could do a fan contest where you get to fuck the skanks. How fun will that be?
Oh, wow. That sounds so great.
Oh, yeah. Like whoever, somebody's going to send in a picture of their father's dick against his will.
We could do the Legion of Skanks Presents Swingers Cruise.
Yeah, dude.
It'll be nice. We'll all put on our fucking smoking jackets and
I will never go out on a boat with Legion of Skanks fans. Ever.
I really want to do a Legion of Skanks Skankfest Cruise. I really do. We also talked about Skankfest UK today. Skankfest UK. Is something that I want to do so bad, Jay.
Really?
What is your problem with the UK? What is your issue?
Huh? I hate traveling.
But it's no further than fucking LA. It's the same shit.
No, it's a little further.
It's 40 minutes further, literally.
And then when you get there, you know, it's like there's no HBO Max. They don't understand what Hulu is.
They got HBO Max. They got Hulu.
I don't know, man. Why should you not, dude? They give you fucking mayonnaise with French fries. Nothing makes sense.
You got to travel around in horse and buggy.
Oh, stupid. The toilets are probably small or too big or something with the bedrooms suck or they're too hard or too soft.
The toilets are too big. Why? Why is it that I have to sit on the edge of the toilet and balance my body on the edge of this toilet?
You see, I was just giving ideas, and you've already confirmed it's a real thing. Everything you're saying, the mattresses are all shitty or they're too super soft. It's like everything. TV sucks.
England was dope, dude. It was fucking dope.
Why are the toilets so big?
I don't know. Just the hole for the toilet when you sit down on it. You're like a fucking bird perched on the edge of a thing.
Their food is fucking stupid. Their food is so stupid.
They have the same food that we have here, dude.
They don't, dude.
They do.
It's English bullshit.
No, you can go to fucking KFC. You can go to fucking.
I know, Baskin but it's so Robbins. Weird about. Yeah, but the KFC, it's like there's like breading and like a ham on it or something.
Instead of chicken, we sell fish.
Oh, fuck you.
Oh,
when I went to Amsterdam, I ate a Burger King every day. Fuck you. Fuck
well,
you.
Well, that's
Amsterdam.
Also crazy because Holland has really good food.
Yeah, probably. Relax, dude. I fucked a hooker. I went to Holland. Okay. I went to Amsterdam. Relax.
He ate something local.
Yeah. Me and DeRosa banged side by side hookers. It was so weird.
Siamese twins?
The girl I went with was just because I didn't want to be left behind when Joe went in. So I was like, well, if I got to do it, I got to do it now. And Joe went in with what I can only describe as an elderly woman. And he chose that one. And the girl that I happened to be in the next room was actually really hot. But man, was that clinical.
An elderly woman?
Just like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. Yeah, I was definitely a client.
50 euro suck and fuck?
Something she like
didn't,
that,
you
probably,
you
yeah.
didn't make you didn't make her like it, is what you're saying.
We sure would have loved to, but no, she fucked like a machine.
I make my hookers love it.
Yeah, do you make them?
Dude, I don't know.
Dude, this was one of those like
they want seconds. Dude, they want seconds. There's after they come, they're like, can we go again? I'm like, fine, one more.
You're like, you may. I'll only charge you half price for the second. No, I've never thought of a hook. I don't actually have a ton of hooker stories, but the ones I have, I'm pretty sure none of them were like stoked on it. Like, this rocks.
And were.
I don't know any hooker stories.
I really mean that, dude. For a hooker to get me, that's pretty fucking sweet.
We've had this conversation, yeah.
I know, but not with the skanks. Because most hookers are dealing with fucking big, fat, disgusting people all the time. And then she gets a fucking one afternoon, a Puerto Rican guy with nice lips and fucking, you know, decent shoulders and my biceps are okay, comes in, throws her down a little bit of fucking dick.
But she enjoys... Every few months, you are a big fan.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck you, Alex.
Right now, Louis, sure.
Yeah, no, I assume when a hooker walks in, she's like, this again.
Oh, he's back, right?
Oh, this. And you're like, no, that's just every other guy who looks like me who comes to you.
Like, weren't you here earlier?
No, that was another guy in a Pantera sweatshirt. That was a different 43-year-old in a Kiss t-shirt.
Hey buddy, how many times can you come here in one day? Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was just everybody else who shops here. Oh my bad. No, you're probably thinking of everyone else who's walked through the door. If you look through the door, there's more four or five more me's walking in a second. I hope you put this out.
I really do.
I hope you do. I feel like you're not going to. But it's it's good. It could be healing.
I don't think so.
Chris, I'm terrible. I feel sorry.
I hope we put it out. Otherwise, it's a total waste that we asked Jay to come.
No, listen to me. Hannah, listen to me. Put it out. If Chris wants to talk, you give him my number.
You're not the problem.
I'll talk to him, though. I'm really good. I'll do an impression of you. I'm like, hey, what's up? You got any drugs? I love cock. Woo!
You're like,
She doesn't say any of these things to me. This doesn't bother her at all.
Hey, dude, you want to come talk it out with two guys who just said they would gladly fucking get their dick sucked by your wife while they were shaking your hand over a toilet stall?
Dude, I shit you not, I would shake his hand. She was sucking my dick on this side of a wall.
Yeah, that's why I was just describing the same thing. Yeah, dude, I let him talk to me for a while. He seems like a good guy. You don't say. What line of work you in? No way. The electricians union. That's great. Well, that's good Benny's, right? That's got to be good Benny's. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Like
how's
a Hoover.
How's the wife?
Oh, like a Hoover. Anywho, how you liking the wife's new teeth?
They are a little big, huh?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. Well, Chris, really gotta go.
Yeah. Nice to meet you, Chris. Your name's not Chris? Sorry, Chris. Gotta go. don't put it out. Hey, you're right. What are you gonna do?
Give me like a month or two, and I got
no,
we
no,
can't.
No, no, no. This is the 100th episode. This is so good, dude. Me and Big J in one episode. This is incredible.
Your 100th episode, that's pretty big. That's a big one.
Yeah,
we said we were going to drink
really
and be
fun.
Crazy.
And here's what you guys should do, okay? Because we're going to both get off here in a second. I got to go out and gamble or something. I got to figure it out. What?
No, you don't. No, you
what?
Don't.
I do.
You
I
don't
do.
Have to. You don't have to.
Blackjack?
Tell her to go fuck herself.
Nuh-uh.
We are not putting it out.
Excuse me.
Asleep?
We've been friends longer.
No way.
Look how boring I am.
It's 8 o'clock.
What do you mean? Yeah, she's taking a little nappy.
A nap. Oh, I thought she was crashed for the night. I'm like, that's crazy.
No, she's fucking napping right now. But okay. We got to go out at one point. We got to fucking do a whole thing.
Okay, you
see Christine tonight?
I think so. Yeah, we already saw her. We saw two locations for Skankfest.
Nice. Yeah, well, anyway, to quote Lewis, if he's got a problem with it, come see Lewis.
Oh, God. Okay.
No, that's not, that was not the tone of what she said it.
No. No, I will be his fucking Sherpa guide and I will lead him through this breakup and he'll come out strong on the other side of it.
I'll tell you what, you better hope to God, if I got him on the horn, I would convince him to take the offer to fuck Alex. I'd be like, dude, you got to take that.
I mean, that would rule. From his perspective, that would fucking rule.
That's a pretty sick parting prize. That's a great story forever. That story will get him laid at some point.
Well, Alex too, but I have like seven sisters, and they all kind of look like me. So
is that what happened to your teeth? You eight sisters?
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone. That's it. Thank you. That was a fucking great, that was solid.
Aren't, weren't you leaving?
Joke.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
What happened to your teeth is you ate sisters. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you ate their bones.
Yeah, we understood it.
I like an over explanation, though. It makes me laugh even more. You get a double laugh from me on the explanation. You see, there's eight sisters, but you ate them. Hence the teeth grinding down on the very hard bone. Probably a ball socket joint. This has been fun.
This has been really fun. Can you please put it out? Say
I hope you put it out. I think you
eventually,
should put it out.
Yeah, for sure.
Not eventually. Put it out.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, dude, I'm actually doing it now as we speak.
I've been recording too. Right. I'll put it out.
Oh, I'm putting it up right now, Lewis.
It's actually live right now. So
it's not live.
It's not.
No.
Why do you guys blur your backgrounds and foregrounds out?
Because it's they had all kind of swastikas and white power shit on the walls.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
They're into some. Oh, these girls, little thing, they look pretty innocent, but they're into some pretty sadistic shit, dude.
All right. If Jay goes right now, by the way, and you can go, Jay. It's fine. I know you got to get out of here. You stayed 7 minutes further than you fucking allotted yourself.
Thank Ladies. You, Jay.
Thank if you, for if Jay leaves, me. You can each ask me 3 questions about him, and I will answer it 100% honestly, no matter what the questions are.
We do have a question for you. We do have questions for you, Lewis.
Good. Good.
About me?
About Jay.
Well, we have one.
Very personal things that he would not want me to reveal. Oh, I shit you not. If he can't say another 7 minutes on this fucking stream, 7 more fucking minutes to get ahead to not. It's not like he's got to be at a show tonight at a certain time. He just wants to go.
I have a 4-hour drive.
Yeah, I know, but it's a 4-hour drive whether you leave now or in 15 minutes.
That is true.
Yeah.
You just gave
exactly
the fact, time facts.
That's how driving works.
4 hours is 4 hours, whether it's now or in 4 hours. You ever think about that? I should write a book. Go on. What's the question?
You have 6 minutes. Well, do you want to stay around for the questions about
you? No, our questions weren't like we didn't think that much thought in. They weren't about Jay or anything.
No, they weren't about Jay.
What were the
Jay.
Questions? Ask the questions. He's got 6 minutes left. Come on, go. Thanks, Jay. That's fucking so cool of you to stick around for these gals. And they're going to put the episode out. If Jay sticks around another 6 minutes, you're putting it out. Right, Alex? Hannah.
Just, I didn't fucking say anything. Just say yes. Okay, what's he going to
sure,
do?
Yeah.
I'll destroy your lives.
I can't ruin it's my marriage with Hannah.
I'll ruin your marriage. You think I won't fucking ruin your marriage, Alex? Shit.
Oh, you have.
you guys are on a roll.
This episode is toit.
It's not going out.
This episode is, it's going out. It's some real deal shit. By the way, this is one of the best podcast episodes ever.
I know. And you guys fucked it up.
No, we didn't. The whole thing was great, dude. We broke your marriage. It's all due to the skanks. You have me and Big J on. It's funny. Jokes are a fucking swinging and dinging. Everyone's happy right now. We're all fucking having a good time. Here's Hannah. Hannah, you already took away your family from your son. Don't take away this podcast from the fans.
That nobody even knows it's coming.
Treat the fans better than you've treated your son and give them this.
Oh, my God. I'm going to kill myself when this is over.
No.
I'm just kidding. Everybody relax. It's fine. It's just jokes.
This is going to be a big fucking episode. This is going to be your biggest episode you guys have ever done.
So far, biggest episode was your last one.
I know. You think I don't know the fucking Gomez bump? Well, imagine the Big J bump.
I know.
We're going to get dub bump.
He's so much better than me, according to you guys every week on your podcast that I listen to.
I agree.
Oh, I spilled all my whiskey.
I'm so happy.
Oh, no, it's all over my new phone.
Hell yeah.
Do I have to drink now?
Yes, you do.
Did she wake up because you screamed, spilled your whiskey?
I need a new phone.
Was it all of your whiskey?
It wasn't all my whiskey. It was.
Well, Jesus Christ.
Shit.
You actually jumped.
Luis is in trouble.
You play that back. You can see me legitimately jump when that towel came in.
So much whiskey all over my fucking table now. God damn it, guys. All right, we have 4 minutes left with Big J. What are the questions? Let's go. Come on.
Hannah, what are the questions? The person who wrote them down. one of them I know was for Lewis, and it was, why the fuck we didn't watch Never Been Kissed? Because that was our plan at Skankfest, and you just abandoned us. Oh, yeah.
We were supposed to watch Never Been Kissed at Skankfest.
And you fucking just skedaddled all weekend.
He got a girlfriend, left us.
I talked about that movie on Legion of Skanks today on the Zoom show that's coming out on Friday.
Yeah, I watched some of it again recently. It was on cable.
It's a solid movie.
I haven't seen it in a very long time. And you promised us, I think, or maybe we just said promised. You did. I don't know. But you said we would watch the Skanks.
Here's what we'll do. The next episode of Skanks will be a Gomez Watches Never Been Kissed with the Skanks. And we'll just watch the whole episode or the whole movie of Never Been Kissed. And we'll comment on it. We'll pause it. We'll talk over it. We'll fucking, it'll be a whole thing. And everyone will be really happy. Okay.
Okay, I'll believe it when it happens.
Okay,
you've already lied to us about it once.
Am I not here?
You've already lied to us about it once. Why would I believe that you wouldn't lie about it again?
3 minutes, ladies.
Okay, next question. Can you show us your butts? We've been asking for butts for 2 years.
No, you're asking for my worst body part.
I know. Yeah. That's why we're specifically asking for it.
No way.
I need literally, and I mean this with very, very literally, at least 3 more years of doing squats.
Pussy.
Stupid.
Jay?
Yeah, no, the 3-year squats thing.
Okay, sick.
Jay, you can go if you want to. It's okay.
Two fucking minutes.
I stay for 2 minutes.
Thank you, dude. He's a fucking man of his word. That's what he does.
That was the only question I remember.
You, we do love the Skanks.
Yeah, I'm glad to do it.
And if you guys don't put this out as an episode, I'll be very upset. I expect this. When was this supposed to come out?
I don't know. We took a month off. I forgot how to do it.
We were busy.
They're making all kinds of excuses. Like, I don't even know if we recorded this, actually.
I don't know. Yeah, I've been recording the whole time. Oh, my gosh. I've been muted the entire time. Lucky me.
Damn.
I want to see this out this week. It's the single greatest Skank Skanks episode ever. By the way, there's other competition now. There's the Skank Bank podcast. They're out there. Okay. There's the Skank Verse podcast. Where
those are two different. I thought that was
a British guy who talks about the entire Skanks universe. There's competition out there. Okay. Now, I'm a Skank Skanks motherfucker. Like, look, deep down inside, like I fuck with Skank Skanks. You know that. But you guys need to not fucking fall off and you let these other guys come in and fucking try to take your steez.
Let them try.
Bye.
Man.
We have titties. Good luck.
Fucking Hannah's getting divorced. I say a game we play is race to who DMs are first, me or Lewis.
No way. I respect Chris too much.
No, I know. That's how you start. You go, man, I'm really sorry to hear about everything going on for real.
If you ever, you know, we were just telling jokes before, but like,
if you ever need a shoulder or like, you know, like some sex or whatever.
Hey, like, no, but I'm kidding, obviously, but
I'm kidding.
Unless,
but I mean, like,
unless you like,
you
want to,
if you did, I would. You know, but that's just me. I put it out there, a little drunk, a little whiskey, spilled my whiskey.
shit.
I'm gonna run. Girls, I love what you're doing. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you for coming.
Lewis, I love you, buddy. I'll see you.
Thank
soon.
You for coming, Jay. I'm also going, gals. I
no,
gotta go.
No, you don't.
I really do. I must.
Jay said, wow. Jay said bye.
Wow. You didn't even fucking wait. No, I have to go. I have to go down to the casino and live my life as well. I love you guys. I really do. Put this out. This was fucking great. Yeah, let's fucking do it again. I'll just do the show. I'm a loser.
Every week.
Jay's, you know, the busy one. So I'm always down. I love you guys. You guys are the best.
Well, thanks. You're very sweet.
Love you too.
Put it out.
Eventually, don't we will. Leave. Relax.
I have to.
You do not have to. You can do whatever really you do. Want. You're a grown
I
man.
I really do. I love you guys.
You want
goodbye.
To believe. Bye. Fine. Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Dick.